In the mid-1990s, Mark Newman kept at it and on his third try won a House seat in southeastern Wisconsin. But Newman angered some GOP leaders and got tired of the lack of clout in the lower chamber. So by 1998, Newman took on incumbent Democratic Senator Russ Feingold. It was a contentious race, memorable for a televised debate where Newman questioned whether a young female audience member who quizzed him about a campaign contribution was a plant from the Democrats. The woman tearfully replied,
"I think that we all know that it's hard for young people to get involved in the political process and to do something that would hinder my taking part."
Newman apologized to the woman.
"You'll have to forgive me if a question that comes from the audience about something of that nature, where how in the world would you ever know one of 65,000 contributions to a
campaign?" She's a student. She's been doing her homework.
Newman lost that Senate race and then devoted the next decade or so to his businesses, including starting a Milwaukee voucher school and building homes. 2 years ago, he again got the political itch and opposed Scott Walker in what at times was a heated Republican primary for governor. Newman even campaigned outside Walker's county executive office in Milwaukee to highlight that county spending went up under Walker.
"I am the fiscal conservative in this race. I support smaller government, less spending."
After losing to Walker, Newman returned to the world of business. But now he's running for Senate again, with much of his campaign focused on a promise to reduce the federal deficit and cut pork barrel spending. There was that day a few months ago when Newman criticized pork by bringing a pig named Mr. Favors to the Milwaukee Press Club.
"He's starting to squeal a little bit. If you think he's squealing out here, wait till you hear him squeal in Washington, D.C. when we actually cut government, wasteful government spending."
"Hold on, time out. We've got to get a balloon."
At a more traditional agricultural venue, the Ozaukee County Fair, Newman last week talked with voters about cutting the federal budget.
"We've just got to get spending under control. When I was there 14 years ago, we inherited large deficits and a growing debt, just like we're facing today. It's a knockdown, drag-out fight."
Newman's supporter, Deb O'Keefe, appeared thrilled to meet the candidate.
"Hi, Mark.
Good to see you. How are you?"
"Good. How are you?"
"Actually, I got goosebumps."
O'Keefe says Newman understands that government needs to be run more like a business and is a true conservative. But a man who spoke with Newman, Gavin McNeil, says he may not be able to bring himself to vote for the wealthy business executive because of the 2010 governor's primary.
"I like what Mark stands for. My issue really was the way he ran against Scott and some of the tactics that he used. I have a little bit of a difficult time getting over that."
There are plenty of undecided folks in the GOP Senate race, perhaps as much as 20% of Republican voters. Greg Morrell says he'll make up his mind after reading more about the contest while trying to ignore television advertising.
"Yeah, I don't much listen to the ads because they try and use just little sound bites that don't really, you know, give you much useful information."
Plenty of pro-Newman ads have been on the airwaves, from ones paid for by the candidate to many funded by the national conservative group Club for Growth. A busload of Tea Party members also campaigned for Newman in Wisconsin this week, in hopes his current political bid will be his most successful. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.